Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind. My name is Robert Lamb.
And I'm Julie Douglas.
And this is our second summer reading episode for this year. Again, last year we did an episode where Julie and I shared some recommendations, a little science, a little fiction, a little science fiction, for our more enlightened listeners out there who might want to read something during their travels or on the beach. Everyone seemed to get a kick out of it, so we thought, let's do it again, except let's do an extra episode where we have some guests come on and share their ideas about what you might want to read this summer. So that's what this episode is all about. We have three external guests from the outside world and three internal guests from HowStuffWorks.com.
Mystery guests.
Yes.
But pretty soon, not so much a mystery.
So we're going to kick things off here with an external guest, a man by the name of DJ Food, mm-hmm. also goes by the name Strictly Kev. He is a UK DJ, performing artist, and overall connoisseur of all things weird and wonderful in the areas of music, comics, sci-fi. Needless to say, Food has a really busy schedule, but I decided, hey, let's reach out to him. He's involved in all these very cool projects. He's constantly keeping track of interesting books, interesting music, interesting comics on his website, djfood.org, where he's constantly sharing his own music, his own mixes, his stuff about his latest album, as well as all sorts of cool comics, lots of cool design stuff. Highly recommend checking that out. And now let's hear from the man himself with three recommendations for your summer reading.
Hi, I'm DJ Food, otherwise known as Strictly Kev, and I'm here to present three things to blow your mind. First off, I've got a great book called King City by an artist and writer called Brandon Graham, who's kind of tearing things up in the comics world at the moment for the company Image. King City is, I think, 12 issues collected of a comic that completely passed me by. The story is revolves around a number of people who live in King City. The city's kind of the star of the book. But there's a guy who's a cat master, who's kind of like a ninja master of a cat that can do all sorts of crazy things and change its body and stuff. And there's an adventure of him, there's an adventure of his ex-girlfriend, there's an adventure of his friend, whose name escapes me now. But one of the things I like about it is there's masses of detail on every page. And suddenly you'll dip into a crossword or a join the dots page or a game even on a double page spread. So it's a very unique way of storytelling, and it's a good page turner. If you think you know comics, you know, we both know, I'm sure everyone, and your listeners know that it's not all about DC and Marvel and guys in tights and capes. This is something that anyone could get into. You never have to read a comic in your life. It's not just a guy thing either. It's, easily girls could get into it. It's no problem. So there you go. Not a very succinct description, but it's a very unique comic. So that's my first one. Second one is another huge book. Compendium by Julian Cope. You might know Julian Cope, the rock star, singer, artist, recording artist, sprung to fame over here anyway in the UK with The Teardrop Explodes. He's also a very good writer. If you ever find his biography head on, it's well worth reading. But this is something else. It's a collection of his album reviews he used to do on his website, sort of arranged in a sort of chronological alternate history of rock writing from the last half of the 20th century. It starts at the end of the 50s. We all know the accepted classics of rock, Led Zeppelin, The Who, The Beatles, The Stones, etc., etc. This is an alternate version of that. It's the things that fell under the radar, the weird and the wonderful, the private pressings, the oddities that he thinks are just as worthy as any Beatles album, but never got the kudos. So it's a very, very readable book. Again, he's got an excellent turn of phrase, a sort of mix of sort of hippie and Celtic, if that makes any sense. I always enjoy reading his stuff. As I said, his biography head on is incredible. He's had a very interesting life, and he's got a very unique take on music. It's as good as any writer you'll read in the music press or online. So that's Compendium, An Expedition into the Rock and Roll Underground by Julian Cope. And last but not least, we have Watching the Watchmen by Dave Gibbons, designed by Chip Kidd and Mike Essel. And I'm sure a lot of readers or listeners would know Watchmen, the comic by Alan Moore and Dave Gibbons, classic, you know, one of the first graphic novels in inverted commas. This is a huge coffee table book which basically explores the artwork, the background, and the genesis of the whole thing, including never-seen-before artwork, preliminary designs, layouts for pages, promotional items, original drawings, merchandise, the whole thing from start to finish in order of the creation of Watchmen by Dave Gibbons, laid out superbly by the designer Chip Kidd, with lots of very, very magnified illustrations splashed across two pages. So you really get into the grain of the book, and running commentary by Dave Gibbons talking about the genesis of the book, how he put it together, how he designed things. Lots of little clues, which I'd never seen in the original comic that he put in for people to find. And just a very interesting historical look back at a classic, basically, the making of a classic, and how the comics industry changed from the beginning of the book to 2 years later when it finished. And it literally did help change the comics industry overnight.
Cool. Well, I think those are all three very interesting recommendations there. I'm familiar with Watchmen. Mm-hmm. Everyone, I think, is familiar with Watchmen at this point. A very important comic book. And it would be interesting for anyone out there who's a fan to check out this new volume that gives you even more visual insight into that world. And the other comic that Food mentioned, King City, I have not read, but wow, I was just looking at some of the visuals from this, and it looks phenomenal. One of the stills we were looking at here involved like a spacesuit and kind of adorable cats crawling all over the place. Yeah. It's really wonderful looking. And as far as Julian Cope goes, I think you had some experience.
Julian Cope was definitely in heavy rotation some number of years ago in our household. And I have to say, my husband's kind of the mix master, and mm-hmm. he's the person who curates the music in our house. So I think that this will be an awesome Father's Day present for him, because he is a huge Julian Cope fan. And now I have absolutely, like, I'm going home after this, and I'm going to put some Julian Cope in rotation because that's some good stuff. So I can't wait to check that out.
Now, since that book deals with music, I would like to play just a quick clip from DJ Food's 2012 album, The Search Engine, which includes this track, The Electric Hoax, featuring Natural Self, which really seems to summon some of the vibes that are discussed in this book.
We'll be right back.
are going to listen to Lauren Vogelbaum's recommendations. She is the co-host of Tech Stuff and Forward Thinking and just all around wonderful person.
Yes, definitely a bookworm. So when we set out to do this episode, I was like, well, we got to ask Lauren because she's one of these people that will bring you books and set them on your desk and give you strong recommendations on what you need to read. And so she has a couple here for you.
Hey there, I'm Lauren Vogelbaum. I'm the co-host of Tech Stuff and also Forward Thinking, and I've got a couple recommendations for your summer reading list. This first one is a book that you'd find in the kids to young adults section, but I think it's a good choice for all ages. It's called The Gates. It's by John Connolly. And the reason that I'm recommending it is, okay, the crux of the plot of this book rests on two things. The Large Hadron Collider and a demon horde that is trying to come through it in order to take over the world. And that seems like prime stuff to blow your mind fan material right there. The language in it is really just cheeky and hilarious. It's got science and fantasy. There's a ton of footnotes. All the stuff that I really love in a good young adult book about demons and science. At its core, it's really about a very clever boy and his extremely brave dachshund. It's heartwarming and wonderful. And if young adult is not necessarily your thing, Connolly has a lot of other books for children and adults, and I recommend most of them. My second rec on the list is called The Magicians. It's by Lev Grossman. And this one is for grown-ups only, or mature audiences, or immature, mature audiences. I'm never really sure why mature is the word that they choose to use when they're saying that there's sex and alcohol use in a book. But it's sort of like if Harry Potter had been set in college and involved an extremely disaffected main character. The reason that I'm recommending this one specifically is that it's got a system of magic in it, and the magical ability in this universe is based on a level of creativity and intelligence in a person, in addition to a psyche-breaking level of study that essentially renders magicians not really operating under the normal confines of what we would call sanity anymore. And to me, that's fascinating, watching these characters kind of go through this process and deal with it, and also deal with normal coming of age, growing up sort of things. Also, within the story, there's a series of fictional books about a magical land called Fillory. And this is a direct parallel to the Narnia land and books and series by C.S. Lewis. When I was a kid, I loved Narnia, and the protagonist of The Magicians was a huge fan of the Fillory books when he was a kid, and it becomes really a very important part of the story. And just watching what Grossman does with that source material, if you know the Narnia books, becomes immensely fun. The book is dry and very wryly funny and very poignant. It's beautiful and heartbreaking and winds up being very hopeful in strange and lovely ways. Also, there's a sequel, and that is on my summer reading list. So I hope that you guys check out one or both of these. If you do, tell Robert and Julie how you feel about them. Or if you want to, you can drop me an email. You can reach me at techstuff@discovery.com. And I would love to hear from you. And enjoy your summer.
Now, I think it's awesome that she brought up The Magicians by Lev Grossman, because my wife just finished reading this book and is already on the second book that follows it. And just a word of caution, when she was first reading it, I had actually given it to her as a birthday gift. So when she first started reading it, she was like, it's all right. It's all right. And then she definitely reached a point where then she was just in just completely obsessed with it. And this world of magic that it creates. So if you pick it up, and it's not getting you right away, just wait, because, if this test case, proves to be accurate, it will get its hooks into you.
Well, I kind of have a 100-page rule.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm 100 pages into it and it's not really gripping me, then I kind of feel like, okay, maybe it's not the thing for me. Although I really do prefer to finish a book, in its entirety. But I do feel like sometimes it takes a while for the author to kind of get into the material and lay it all down to where you're firmly set in the trap.
You know? I feel like the 100-page rule is pretty fair, because on one hand, yeah, you don't want to quit books and put them back on the shelf or return them unfinished. And, you know, you want to get your money's worth out of it. You don't want to be a quitter. But on the other hand, life is short. You can only read so many books in this life, and it's just not worth it to struggle through one you're not enjoying. And I know people who refuse to give up. Who, like, it'll be for months they're complaining about this book they're reading, and you're like, don't finish it. What are you doing?
I've done it twice.
Yeah?
Twice. One was a book that had Venice in the title, and I can't remember it, but I was just, I think I actually threw it across the room. And then the second one, and I would love to pick this up sometime when I have, like, 1,000 weeks in a row just to do nothing, and that is The Infinite Jest.
Ah, yes.
Which I think I was on page 280, and then I went, okay, I can't.
This
I
is just David Foster Wallace.
Yeah. And it was, so frustrating to me because, the story, the characters were very intriguing, but there was so much bobbing and weaving between that I kept feeling as though I was dumped on the side as a reader.
Yeah.
And would have to keep sort of picking back up. So emotionally, I was like, oh, but I was really invested in the story, and here I am in some other world.
Well, you know, I'm a big believer in the right book for the right time. You know, sometimes it'll be a great book, and it'll even be a great book for you, but you have to be in the proper headspace for it. You got to have the right appetite for it at the time. I mean, we all have those books on our shelves where we're like, oh, I really would love to read that, but it's just not time yet.
I would love to hear from a listener who has read Infinite Jest all the way through, and I would love to know whether or not it really lives up to the hype. Like, if you put 1,000 pages of reading into it, will you feel like you had a return on investment on the other side? So if anybody's out there, let us know.
All right, and up next we're going to hear from Mary Roach, who is, of course, the author of Stiff, Spook, Bonk, Packing for Mars, and most recently, Gulp. Of course, you've heard us talk about Gulp. You've heard us interview Mary Roach about this book, and we read it and ended up doing a number of episodes on digestion as a spinoff from it. So, of course, we highly recommend any book by Mary Roach for the beach. But we also, in our recent talk with her, we asked Mary, it's like, well, what books are you excited about? Because I'm always interested in that. You know, what's feeding the minds of the minds that feed us? And she had a couple of really tantalizing suggestions for your summer reading.
There's a book that is coming out by John Mooallem, M-O-O-A-L-L-E-M, called Wild Ones. And John Mooallem, he wrote, I don't know if you saw, it was a cover story in the New York Times Magazine about homosexuality in animals and people who study it. And he is just the most amazing, in terms of his research, his ability to write beautiful essay, and his writing style. It's this wonderful book. It's about how endangered species and basically humans and how we see animals and what we decide to save and what we don't decide to save, and just the unique views of humans, the approach toward different animal species over the years. And it's very hard to describe that book in a way that captures the sparkle and interest of it. But anyway, I love that book, and that is coming out, I believe, in May. Yeah. So that's coming up. I'm trying to think what else I've seen that is coming up. Rose George, who wrote that wonderful book on called The Big Necessity, which had to do with poop and sanitation and the global need for clean bathrooms. A lovely science writer, fascinating book. And she has a new one coming out on shipping, the world, behind the scenes world of shipping, which, not science, it's not exactly science, but in terms of how things work, I can't wait to read it. Just because, you know, everything's shipped, and it's this sort of secret network that's out there, and nobody really knows much about it. And she spent a year on ships and in shipyards and really ferreting that out. So I'm looking forward to that one very much, too.
So, there you go. That shipping book sounds really interesting. Unfortunately, as of the publication date of this particular episode, that book is not out yet. Definitely, as you're listening to this in the future, it is probably already available, but as of now, you're going to have to wait on that. And instead, you'll have to go after The Big Necessity.
Which seems like an awesome book on its own. Very interesting. Also wanted to point out that Rose George was a war correspondent, and she also has a book out on refugees. So it seems to me like she has covered the spread no matter what the topic is. She does some deep dives on that. And John Mooallem, the Wild Ones book, I can't wait to pick that up because I keep thinking that that would be a really nice companion book to the book we discussed last year, which was Some we love, some we hate, and some we eat, which looks at our relationship with animals.
With animals, yes.
And Mulalam just kind of takes, it sounds like, a different look at animals and how we perceive them. And in fact, we have referenced one of his articles before when we talked about homosexuality in animals.
Right.
So, very interested to see what other sort of discoveries he has in that book.
Cool. Well, you know, we're gonna take a quick break. And when we come back, we will hit you with three more guests.
Just throw them at you.
Two of them are gonna be in-house here from some How Stuff Works podcasters that you may or may not be familiar with already.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're also gonna hear from one more guest.
Yep. Is Tracy in the sling?
Tracy.
All right, pull her back right after these words.
Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples.
Rob, as the local host with allergies here, they sent you some of their nasal spray to treat your allergies. What was your experience like?
Yeah, that's right. I always wrestle with the pollen a bit when it rolls in during the spring. So they sent me the little nasal spray. I tried out the product and yeah, it sure did help me get on top of my symptoms for the day. And it's so fast acting, it was already kicking in before I left the house.
Astapro is a first-of-its-kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription-strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing.
Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can get Astapro and go today. A-S-T-E-P-R-O allergy.com. Astapro and go. Use this directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. If you haven't heard of Visible, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. Having a one-line plan means you only need you to save. No estranged roommates, exes, cousins twice removed, or AI-powered humanoid robots needed. And because $25 a month really means $25 a month, you can call, text, stream, whatever, as much as you want without worrying about getting dinged at the end of the month.
No hidden fees, no surprises. No, really. It's like the old saying goes, you can't judge a book by its cover, but you can judge a company by its name. So spread the word. Tell all your friends there's a wireless company out there with transparency in their name, and they're called Visible. Start saving on wireless today at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
All right, we're back. And for this half of the episode, we're going to kick things off with Tracy V. Wilson, one of the long-term faces, voices, writers here.
The rock of How Stuff Works.
Yeah. She's the site manager as well as co-host of formerly of Pop Stuff and currently of Stuff You Missed in History Class. So obviously we turn to Tracy. We know she's a big reader, really into sci-fi and fantasy. And
A writer herself.
She's a poet. And we said, well, hey, let's reach out to her, see what she's got. And we just said, hey, whatever you want to recommend to our listeners, let us have it. So here you go.
Hi, my name's Tracy V. Wilson, co-host of Stuff You Missed in History Class, and here's my contribution to your summer reading list. It is a combination of history and science fiction called The Doomsday Book by Connie Willis. It came out in 1992, and it's about a world where historians study history by actually traveling back in time to observe things. And in this book, our historian, our hero of the story, is traveling back to the Middle Ages, and she is the first historian ever to do this. Of course, things do not go as planned, either in the Middle Ages or back home. It is a page-turner, and I hope you all enjoy it.
Well, that one sounds fun. That one sounds, it's a little sort of time travel thrown in there. A little fantasy.
Yeah. I know that she is a fan of that, even in her own writing, so
yeah,
it'd be interesting to check out.
All right, up next we're going to hear from David Barnett, who is an English journalist and author. You may have seen his work in Wired, The Independent, and he's also a regular contributor to Tor Books, the blog over there, which covers a lot of fantasy, sci-fi, literary stuff. And I actually blog a little bit over there at Tor. So I said, hey, well, let me reach out, see who over at Tor would be interested in talking to us and sharing some work with us. David also is a novelist. He's written the books Hinterland, Angel Glass, Pop Cult, Don't Let Them Take You Alive, And he also has a book called Gideon Smith and the Mechanical Girl, which is alternative history, steampunk, Victorianism, just a lot of fun stuff thrown in there. And he has some more horror-themed books for us. For those of you who want something a little spookier, a little grimmer for your summer reading. So let's hear from David.
Hello, my name is David Barnett, and I'm an author and journalist based in the north of England, where I live with my wife Claire and our children Charlie and Alice. The first book in my alternate history Victoriana series, Gideon Smith and the Mechanical Girl, is published in September by Tor Books in the US and Snow Books in the UK. And you can find my writing on science fictional matters, among other things, at tor.com and other places. I'd like to recommend for your summer reads a couple of books that are very different but which could be said to be thematically linked. They're all horror books, and although at least two of them do actually deal with the supernatural, they're all notable for rooting their individual horrors very much in the real world, by way of a firm grounding in science. The first book I'd like to talk about is Red Moon by Benjamin Percy, which was published in May. Red Moon is, in essence, a werewolf book, but Percy kind of expertly brings his wolfmen and wolfwomen out from the shadows cast by the full moon and puts them under a very contemporary and scientific spotlight. In the world of Red Moon, werewolves, or lycans as they're known to the general public, aren't the product of the occult or the supernatural, but rather those who've been infected by a prion-based BSE-type disease. This can and is often passed on by way of a bite in the traditional werewolf style, or by other sharings of bodily fluids, as Percy goes into quite a bit. He's an associate editor for Esquire magazine. His writing is very cool and assured and sexy. Red Moon is set in the modern day, but in a world that's been greatly changed by the existence of lycans for a century or more, so it's kind of alternate history, retrofitted history in itself. In the present day of the book, lycans are government registered. They have to keep their transformations under control with strict usage of government-approved drugs. There's actually a lichen homeland, which is created from a vast tract of wasteland between Finland and Russia, where American martial law is established to look after things. Western companies mine the rich uranium reserves there. American troops are actually fighting kind of an Afghanistan-style war against lichen rebels in the mountains of this fairly godforsaken landscape. And Red Moon kind of is about how the Lycan rebels are bringing the war home to America. The Lycans in Percy's book kind of double for any number of ethnic or minority groups, and their history in the US has parallels with the civil rights movements of the 60s, Islamophobia, fundamental terrorism in the present day. In fact, it's a very kind of post 9/11 sort of book, and Percy quite deftly tells all sides of the story by following different characters with different objectives, different viewpoints. So there's very much an anti-Lycan senator who's running for president. There's a young guy who's the main focus of the book, whose father is away with the army fighting in the Lycan homeland. And there's a young woman who's herself a Lycan. And all these stories, as you would expect, come together for a fairly explosive climax. And it's a very tense blockbuster of a novel, as much a political thriller as it is a horror novel, I think. Another book which is heavy on the science, though it does bring supernatural elements to the fore quite more than Red Moon, is Reviver by Seth Patrick, which is out in the middle of June. This takes another standard horror trope, which is people who can talk to the dead, which we've seen a lot in movies and books, but it gives it a very smart and glossy modern twist. Basically, in Reviver, 12 years or so before the action in the book, the world discovers the existence of these people who can, by touching the hands or the flesh of the dead shortly after they've died, have conversations with them, temporarily bring them back to life, only for a few minutes, but it enables them to have brief conversations with them. Obviously, this is greeted with a wide range of panic and then interest and curiosity, but it isn't very long before the military and the police applications of this come to the fore. So by the time the action in the book takes place, which is our modern day, criminal investigations, homicide investigations especially, heavily using revivers. They can bring murder victims back to life at the scene for a few minutes, and those murder victims can immediately identify their killers. So it changes the whole face of criminal investigations. The book follows a guy called Jonah Miller, who's a forensic reviver. He's brought into murder scenes to question the newly dead about the moments that led to their killings. It's quite tough, demanding work. It really takes it out of these revivers, these guys doing this. It really sort of hammers them both psychically and psychologically and physically. Jonah finds himself increasingly troubled by the revivals he's doing, not just because of the exhaustion it brings on, but because he can't shake the feeling that when he starts to temporarily revive the dead, there's kind of some other presence that's lurking on the edges and wanting to come through. It's Reviver's great edge of the seat read, which possibly owes more to shiny, high-tech TV crime shows than a traditional horror. It's kind of like CSI Zombie, something like that. Patrick piles on the tension, doesn't spare the shocks, and he keeps the revelations coming thick and fast. So it's a really good summer blockbuster read again. The third book I'd like to draw your attention to is one that has been out a little longer than those others. It's called London Falling by Paul Cornell. Now, this is much heavier on the supernatural, but it does take in a lot of scientific side of it. Not so much with the technical side of things, but more in the science of police work, really. So it has some parallels with Reviver in that it concentrates on the police work and how that is linked to the supernatural in this story. But it's much grittier, much more down to earth. London Falling concentrates on the science, really, of old school policing as seen through the eyes of a bunch of coppers in present day London. Now, Paul Cornell is perhaps more well-known for his comic book work. He's currently the writer of Wolverine from Marvel. And he's also done a lot of TV work, written some Doctor Who episodes. And this is his first novel, and it's very accomplished, inspired, and genuinely scary. I think possibly more scary than the other two books, which are more thriller-type novels. But this I think, ticks all the old-style horror boxes. The story follows this team of police detectives, and they're investigating a series of child disappearances in London. And they slowly become to realise that this looks like the work of a woman who should be long dead. And she's got some strange links to an English football team, that's a soccer team for American listeners, West Ham United. And it sounds quite odd on paper, but Cornell really pulls all these strands together. It's very British, though in my copy, he does helpfully provide a glossary of terms at the back of the book that's perhaps as much for other English readers as it is for American readers, because a lot of it's London, Cockney, East End type stuff. So it's quite interesting in that respect. And it's very, it would possibly appeal to anyone who may have enjoyed Hellblazer, John Constantine comics from Vertigo. It's that kind of rough and ready sort of horror. And if anyone out there remembers The Sweeney, the old 70s British cop show with John Thorne and Dennis Waterman, it's that kind of down and dirty vibe with this gritty, grimy, urban horror. And there's an amazing revelation involving one of the main characters, which absolutely knocked my socks off when it comes. And I bet it does the same for anyone else who reads it as well. So those really are my recommended summer reads. They're perhaps a little dark for summer, but I think they'll definitely stick in your mind, and the perfect beach reads to my mind.
Cool. Well, I'm particularly interested in Benjamin Percy's Red Moon. Idea of taking the werewolf myth and then explaining it with a little science, throwing in some Chiron diseases in there. It's I love new takes on old monsters.
Yeah, and well, the werewolf is, I think, just a great classic monster. So
yeah.
Any way that you can sort of get to that story in a new and refreshing way, I'm all for that.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. If you haven't heard of Visible, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. Having a one-line plan means you only need you to save. No estranged roommates, exes, cousins twice removed, or AI-powered humanoid robots needed. And because $25 a month really means $25 a month, you can call, text, stream, whatever, as much as you want without worrying about getting dinged at the end of the month.
No hidden fees, no surprises. No, really. It's like the old saying goes, you can't judge a book by its cover, but you can judge a company by its name. So spread the word. Tell all your friends there's a wireless company out there with transparency in their name, and they're called Visible. Start saving on wireless today at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Today's episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then, through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Let's go on to our last contributor here. This is Kristen Conger. She of Stuff Mom Never Told You. She has a great recommendation, and here it is.
Hey, this is Kristen Conger, co-host of Stuff Mom Never Told You, and my summer book reading recommendation is Breasts, A Natural and Unnatural History by Florence Williams. I literally took it with me to the beach last week when I went on a brief vacation and dived right into it. And it's a fascinating look at both the evolution and science of human breasts and also our cultural associations with it, how breast implants became a thing. Hint, it has to do with paraffin injections. Yikes. And Florence Williams does a great job using really engaging language to draw you into not only the science, but also the cultural history of breasts. So if you want to bring a book to the poolside or beachside with you that might get some looks because it does say breasts on the cover, I highly recommend it. It's a really great read, and it appeals to the brainier side and also the lady side. And so, yeah, check it out. Florence Williams, Breasts, A Natural and Unnatural History.
Well, there you go. The science, the biology, the history of breasts. Sounds like a good place to end out the podcast.
I cannot actually wait to check out this book myself because I think that it's one of those things that, well, you can't deny it. All of us have breasts, male,
right.
Female, right?
Yep.
So,
as we discussed in our milk episode, men have all the same equipment.
That's
and
right.
Under the right circumstances can certainly lactate as well. So we all have breasts.
Well, and culturally, this is a huge thing, right?
Breasts. Yes.
Sorry, that there's, I feel like there are breast jokes right there in the surface, and I will try not to touch them. But, well, there it goes again. So anyway, I just wanted to point out that on Slate this week, one of the top performing articles was about bras and about how there's, new sizes, something like 10 different new sizes that are coming out because apparently the bra industry is servicing women in an altogether wrong-headed manner. And I thought that was fascinating. I thought this one article on sort of revamping the bra industry is number one for this week on Slate.
Well, it directly influences like half the population. So there you go.
That's right.
Well, awesome. Well, I would like to personally thank all of the individuals who took time out of their schedule in-house or elsewhere in the world and on other continents to talk with us, to think it over and come up with some books and share, you know, their ideas and share the stuff they love with you guys. I think it's easy to overlook how cool that is because so many times people who produce content, you know, you get wrapped up in your own stuff. Creating your own stuff, promoting your own stuff, and it's really cool when somebody takes some time to say, you know what, this is the stuff I love that influences me, but is not of me, and I would like to share it. So thanks to everybody who chimed in. As for the rest of you, some of you are probably wondering, oh, what was that book that Food was talking about? What was the name of that author that that Conger or Lauren mentioned. How do you spell that? Well, be sure to go to our website, stufftoblowyourmind.com, and that's where everything is. That's our mothership. That's also where the blog posts are, and there is a blog post accompanying these episodes that will have a complete list of all the book recommendations, both the ones that Julie and I made in the previous episode and the guest recommendations in this episode, all in one easy-to-handle list with links and everything that you could desire. So, be sure to check that out. You can also check us out at various social media outlets. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Tumblr, and on YouTube, our handle is Mind Stuff Show.
And please do share your thoughts with us on the recommendations that we gave, recommendations that our guests gave, and what you also recommend. And you can do so by sending us an email at blowthemind@discovery.com.
And I'm going to close out here with just a little bit of music from DJ Food from his album, 2012 album, The Search Engine, which is amazing. You should check it out. More information about it at djfood.org or ninjatune.net. This track is Colors Beyond Colors.
At the upper end of the electromagnetic spectrum is energy of short wavelength and very high frequency. Gamma rays, X-rays, and ultraviolet rays.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com.
Next comes the band of energy we can see, with violet light at the high energy end, then down through blue, green, yellow, orange, and red at the low frequency end. Below the red, we can again no longer see the energy.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit visible.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.